Zeg nicht, was habe ich nur, Jakob und so. Pilches, sich nicht, was Daniel und Schöne, was für Schuhe fallen. This week's Pasha, Pasha's Yisro, of course, is the Pasha of Matan Torah. And I want to bring one nekuda from the Pasha and also to discuss the interaction between Moshe Rabbeinu and his father-in-law Yisro. It says, Vayishma Yisro Chohen Midyan Chosein Moshe. He's called Shorasal Kim Lamoshe Yisrael Moki Yossi Hashem Es Yisrael Mim Tzrayim. So he told them all the things that happened. Hekach Yisro Chosein Moshe. So he told them about everything that happened. And then Vayichad Yisro. He was happy. And one of the pshatim is he was happy, and then he gave Shevach Hodot to Hashem. So if you'll take a look in the Zohar Kodesh of Naftali of Ropshitz, page 8 is the Sharblat, page 9. Vayishma Yisro, Vayisaper Moshe L'choso, and then he says, Baruch Hashem. He heard it, he said, Baruch Hashem. He thanked Hashem for all the salvation that he did. So, the Zohar Kodesh of Naftali of Ropshitz, he has one simple kasha. In the beginning of the parsha of Vayishma Yisro, it says Rashi on page 1, Mashmu Hashem Oba, what did Yisro hear to come to Moshe Rabbeinu? Kriyas Yamsuf Umuchemas Amalek. So we've heard Kriyas Yamsuf Umuchemas Amalek. So the question is, so he heard already. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him chidushim. Maybe he didn't hear every prat. But he heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf. He heard about Nochemas Amalek. So why only when Moshe Rabbeinu tells it over? Then he says, Baruch Hashem Hashem Yitzhiyoskan. It's not a chiddush. It's not like Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him a big chiddush. He knows Vayishma Yisro. He heard from before. So that's his kasha. Lavin ha'akvar haya yodeya. Moshe Pirish, page 10. Rashi Vayishma Yisro. Mashmo shama oba kriyas yamsu muchem b'sal malik. So he says Raka idyan idei ba'agadah shel Pesach fil kulon l'chachamim mitzvah leinu l'saper. Loving says Shachacham Echad Mechuyev L'Saper L'Chaveru. It's a Svayim Akosu B'Torah. Pashagam Chaveru Yodeya. So what's the idea? You have to be Mesaper. Even Kulan Chachamim still have to be Mesaper. But what's the Chiddush then? So he says like this. ומצינו שאז אמר ברוך השם, מה שאין כאן מקודם, הגם שכבר ידע, כל הנפלאות. לא נסהל, נסלהב ליבו להודות לשם אשר שמע בפי משה. He says, it could be you know something. You know, you heard, but when you hear Moshe Rabbeinu say it over, it's a whole new hergish. when you hear Moshe Rabbeinu say it over. So Vishma Yisro Yitzu knew already. But now he heard the way the tzaddik says it over, the roshem that the tzaddik has in the people who are listening. Oh, it's a whole new thing. Now he says Baruch Hashem. Because he was so misragish from the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. That was a whole different thing. That's what Rav Tolia of Ravshit says. But a lot of times you hear something, some person could say something over from somebody. I remember, you know, listening to Rav Soloveitchik's Yortzeit Shiur. When you hear him say it over, it was a whole different Roshim. It was a whole different Roshim. Somebody else could say it, or his Torah won't necessarily make that same Roshim. So Yisro heard from this one, from that one, he heard. But he wasn't bespoiled to the degree that he was bespoiled when he heard Moshe Rabbeinu say it over. And this idea the Kedushas Levi says a similar thing. Here on page 11. Vayomer Moshe daber etan imanu mishmo v'al daber imanu alkim ben amus. Vayomer shal om al tiro ki v'avor nasos eschem bo elokim. V'avor tiyer yurasol p'nechem b'lok titechto. So says the Kedushas Levi on page 14. So he says a similar idea. We just said over from Rav Naftali of Rapshitz. Then why is Yisro thanking Hashem now? But he heard it from, he knew from before what happened. Vayishma Yisro, mashmo shomo ba. But the answer is now we heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. When you hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu, that gives a whole different hislavas. That's the Rav Naftali Rapshut. And the Kedushas Levi says a similar thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when they heard Anochi, first to Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he says, "Vavor nasos eschem ba'alukim." So he says, "Pshat vavor nasos" means that if you're going to hear emuna from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then you're going to be omid b'nisoyin. Then you can have a nisoyin in life, and you can have a suffix in your emuna. But if you heard Anochi and Lo Yelacha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that roshim, you'll never fail a nisoyin. Just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisro heard it before, but he hears it from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a whole different thing. You hear something from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a whole different thing.
They still sin. The Jews still sin.
What?
The Jews still sin in the Midbar.
So yeah. Yeah, then maybe there are other things, but he says, a few kal shebekal maso nafshal kudosh Hashem yisbarach. Zen lavavor shet tamdu binisoyot. Okay, we have to, your question is a good question. We have to think about that. And then there's a piece I like to say over from the Chasam Sofer, Parshas Matos. The Chasam Sofer says on page 16. I always say like to say this over the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Lo kol hamar b'schora machkin means not everyone who's osek in schora becomes a talmid chacham. So Chasam Sofer says, I don't understand what that means. That's implying that if you're osek b'schora, the default is you'll be a Talmid Chacham. But not everyone will. Fakert. If you're osek b'schora, that takes you away from learning. So what do you mean, lo kol amar b'schor machim? So he says, schora over here doesn't mean you're a businessman. Schor means that you're involved with the mochamta shel Torah, the masa matan shel Torah. But he says that not everyone who's osek in the Masa Matan Torah is going to become a Talmid Chacham. So who will and who won't? He says the guy who comes to the Shiur and is an active participant and is there by the Rebbe and by the Rebbe's feet, that he's there, he'll get the most. Somebody who doesn't come, is not present, But he hears it over from a third party. That's lo kol hamarbe b'schor makim, and he'll discuss it with the chavrusa. But he doesn't show up himself, so he's going to be oseg, but not necessarily going to be makim because he never attended. And that's the idea. The people who heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a different story. That's what he says. You'll tell me over what he said, and then I'll tell you what I learned. It's like hearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. So if you were there, you heard something from the Rav himself, that's a whole different madriga. So that's hearing it from Moshe Rabbeinu, hearing it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Matan Torah, Anochi, Lo Yelecha, they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct. And the things that Yisro heard from Moshe Rabbeinu direct, Ayichad Yisro. That made a tremendous roshim in him. And that's it. And the Kedusha Slavi says, and some people who heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct, Bavor Masos Eschem Ba'alokim, that you'll be Omid Ben Yisoyim. And then the Torah says in Parashas Yisro, V'har Sinai Oshon Kulo. V'har Sinai was smoke. So he says, the Spinky Rebbe, Imre Yosef, the bottom of page 19. Yine nirali ulomer perish apostok v'ashikibalti merebosa shall call dover v'dover who besod olam shon of a nefesh. From this Sefer Yetzira. There is always a parallel in olam. Olam means the place in the world. Shana means time. And nefesh means the Torah. So he says like this. Parshas Yisro, we read in the middle of the winter. Why? Uki called over who ba'olam shana v'nefesh. By Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? So you have Kriyas Yamsuf. Kasher Adam ba'ala yam shenikra l'vnei Yisrael. Yochal hagi. In other words, if a person comes to the place of Kriyas Yamsuf, he'll be the place in the world. He'll be magish what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. Of Shvi Shal Pesach. And when he's at the Shvi Shal Pesach, he's going to feel that also. And when he reads Parshas B'Shalach, like last week, he's going to feel... So everything that happens, there's a triple way of tapping into that Hashpah. In the Olam, in the place in the world, you go to visit the Kriyas Yam, the Mediterranean, the Mokom, And then the nefesh where it is in the chumash, and the zman of Shvi Shal Pesach. The same thing with Har Sinai. Same thing with Har Sinai, is the mokum, and the shana is the chag Shavuos, and the nefesh means when we read it in the chumash. And he says here, that's the Olam Shon of a Nefesh. And it's interesting. That in the Sefer, on page 24, he says, Move a Bishay. This is a Morris Taurus thing, Divrei Torah, that the Rachmat Strifke Rebbe said over. On Shabbos in the shul, the Tish, he says Shabbos Parshas Yisro Gedola Michag Hashavuos. He's quoting from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Zitishov. So what's the pshat? Because that's the nefesh, is the oilam, place, the shana, the zman that it happened. But the nefesh is the Torah, where it appears in the Torah. And that's the highest madrega of Kabbalah Satorah is on Shabbos Parshas Yisro. Because that's where it is, that's where we're holding in the Torah. And that's where it appears in the Torah. Even though Shavuos, it's that's the man that it happened. And we're going to read from that Parsha. But the biggest hashpah is when it's the time in the Chumash that we read about it. And he says also from the Mori Naim on page 26 here that Shabbos is a tremendous mashpia. Because on Shabbos, Yizoche for Torah, Tshuva, so we tap into the Torah through Shabbos. So Shabbos, Parshas Yisro, we tap into that Parsha through the Kedusha of Shabbos. So that's the highest Madrega. So this is the idea that Matan Torah comes into us on Shavuos, on Shabbos, Parshas Yisro, because then we're tapping into the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, you know, one year Revel Yisvei Zatzal, he said over at the Siyam HaShas, the Baf Yomi Siyam, and it was around the... And Rav Goldberg Zatzal from Kerem Yavne was in town. He was in from Eretz Yisrael. And the day after the Siyam, he gathered all his Talmidim. I was there. And he said over something, he says, I'm going to tell you something Muradik that Rav Yisvei said at the Siyam Hashas from Rav Aaron Kotler. And he said that how come there's no mitzvahs on Shavuos? How come there's no mitzvah? In those on Pesach we have matzah, at Sukkot we have the lulav and esrog. There's no mitzvah on Shavuos. Why no mitzvahs? He says mitzvahs you need. You need a sukkah to remind you of the real sukkah that they had. We don't have the real sukkah of Sukkos u'Shavti, so we have a zecher, and we don't have the real matzah that they had in the time. So we eat the matzah. We have a zecher, but Shavuos is the Matan Torah is called Godol v'lo Yosef. In other words, the same Torah that they had at Marmon HaSinai, every time we learn, we're tapping into that same Torah. So we have the real McCoy. You don't need to have a Zecher. You have the real thing. But what these are I'm saying, but not only on Shavuos, but on Shabbos Parshas Yisro, we could hear that divret from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And when you hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you hear from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's nichnas in a deeper way. In a deeper way. So Be'ez Hashem, Shabbos, we should be making for Shabbos Parshas Yisro, because it's a tremendous hashpah. Just like when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to you, to Yisro, he hears it in a different way. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, you hear it in a different way. So this is the time of the year. I mean, Shavuos also, but even, the Svarim say, even Shabbos, the Shabbos of it is the nefesh. And that is can even go deeper. So let's take advantage of the opportunity, Be'ez Hashem, Shabbos Parshas Yisro, Matan Torah, Shibya Kabbalah B'doros, Harsina Oshan Kulo. It's the Olam Shana Nefesh. The Olam Shana Nefesh. And this is the Nefesh. This is the Torah that we read in the Torah. That's the Ashmos of Matan Torah L'doros. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be mushba in the Kedusha of Torah, to lead our lives that way, to infuse in us a Simchas Torah, like the Yerushalmi says, by Matan Torah, Hadvarm Smechim Kenisinosim. That's lost in our Yerushalmi. That when you hear Divrei Torah, Maimon Har Sinai, Hadvarm Smechim Kenisinosim. So Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Zochim for that Simcha, like Rav Shechel says from Rav Salvechik, Oz V'Hod Alifonov, Oz V'Ched Komo, that when you're Lefnei Hashem, you have Simcha, so we should all have that life of Simcha, getting the hashpah of Matan Torah, the hashpah of Moshe to Yisro, and the hashpah of Kodesh Baruch Hu to all of Kol Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Okay, Rav Ezra, have a good Shabbos. Akiva, Moshe, Carol, Ilan, Michael, Lolo, and Rabbi Levi, and Wax, and Rav Katan, Yehuda Shitris, and Avi Arbisfeld, and Akiva, Rav Meir, Rav Naaman Averman,
John's
ready. Yeah, Avram Levitt, Moshe Carroll, Ilan, Josh Grofsky, Nathan Bauer, Avi Hoffman, Jacob Silberger, Rabbi Goldstein, Avigdor Felder, Daniel Albert, Ezra Hagler, we got everybody. Gilad Adner, Shlita. Okay, so good to see everybody. You should have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
And Bez Hashem Sunday will continue with Siyata Deshmaya.